I'm going to read a couple verses to go along with this. In Daniel 12, very interesting, in Daniel 12 there's a lot about this time, and right at the edge, it brings us right to the edge of these tremendous events. Chapter 12 and verse 1, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book." That's a very important thing. We're written in the book, the Lamb's Book of Life. These are written in the book. They don't have any idea they're written in a book. But it's wonderful that it says in verse 2, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake." I don't believe this is resurrection. This is where they are presently. "That they shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Two-thirds, I believe in Zechariah, two-thirds of this nation will be killed, destroyed during this time. And because then it, concerning those who are hidden or in the dust of the earth, in Matthew 13, in the parables of the kingdom, it says in verse 44, "And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, the which when a man hath found, he hides, and for joy thereof goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." And then the next parable is about the pearl. It's interesting, they're distinct. There's a treasure in a field, that's earthly, known as a great pearl, that's from the sea. And it's interesting, the assembly seems to be represented in that pearl, while the treasure hidden in the field is representative of the remnant that's hidden right now in the earth, and many shall rise from the dust of the earth, and that remnant is them. And what a wonderful day. He's coming to deliver them. And that's the beauty of this, I think, is that the Lord, He loves them like He loves us. And He wants to bring, He wants to bring them into what He has promised. And today, like these Hasidic Jews, they're anticipating something. They can't quite put it all together at all. You and I sat and talked with a Hasidic Jew right on the Overbrook, and they have twisted and perverted the Word of God with the Talmud so that it doesn't mean what it says anymore. But I believe in that day, those that are wise shall understand. And they're going to make it known. They're going to open up their mouths with this wonderful truth of the gospel of the kingdom. And He's going to come to deliver them. The deliverer shall come to Zion and shall remove ungodliness from Jacob.
We're waiting for you, brother.
I just wanted to say this, that this time, other than the great tribulation, it's called Jacob's trouble. You mentioned that. And the trouble that will fall upon them is simply because of the act of disobedience. And we'll come to the next session. Don't minimize being disobedient to God. All this that's coming upon them is because of the lack of obedience. That's why it's called Jacob's trouble. But I just want to add another verse and come to what it was mentioned. Why the assembly will not be in the scene, and what is the tribulation also called in the scripture? It is called a few things, Jacob's trouble. It is also called the hour of temptation. And we shared that with a couple of brothers, but I would like to just bring it forth. That time, it is also called the hour of temptation or the hour of trial. And thank God, dear brethren, we will not be there. And I'm talking, for example, as a father. Because why is it an hour of temptation and trial? Because in that time, everyone that doesn't have the mark of the beast cannot move, cannot work, cannot buy food, cannot buy drink, cannot buy anything. And just think of that. The Lord shortens these days for the sake of the elect. He shortens these days. That is a display of God's mercy still. But I just want to say, it is our temptation, because just think of that. I'm a father and I see my four children hungry if I'm living in that time. I'm going to be tested. I'm going to be tried. You know what? Let me just take the mark because I want to feed my children. I want to do this. And dear brethren, don't underestimate this remnant. That remnant will be tested, and they will stand firm for the Lord, although they might see certain things that is surrounding them that might give them this temptation. Oh man, but the children, and I need this and I need that. That's why it's called the hour of temptation. And brethren, the Lord in His grace, He will keep us from that. He will keep you and me in His own sovereign grace not to be in that testing, trying time where I could think of these things to occur. But that's what the tribulation. We have heard this comment about the false prophet or the Antichrist. Allow me to say just quickly that there are two main characters. Mm-hmm. One that is called the Antichrist or the false prophet is a man that is from the Jewish lineage. Mm-hmm. It is a person who is Jewish. You will read in the book of Revelation about the man that's called the beast. Mm-hmm. That beast is from the sea. It's a Gentile. It's something people speak, European character, you might say. Mm-hmm. That's not our subject. But when we are talking about this man about the false prophet, you have to keep in mind, this is from a Jewish lineage. He will sit on the throne. He will claim that he is God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist that even is witnessed in our days, not as the character or the man himself, but the spirit of it. Just think of that, dear brethren, that John says there are many Antichrists in his days. Mm-hmm. In his days. How about our days? God help us.
Yeah, there's the beast out of the sea and the beast out of the land. The land is Israel and the sea are the Gentiles. Whenever you see the land mentioned in the book of Revelation, in general, it's talking about the Gentile nations and the land is talking about Israel. So there are these two figures, as you mentioned. 13, yes.
Our time is coming to the end, but let me just read these verses that we've read before. Verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, the stars will fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Yeah. That's a wonderful thought.
Amen. We're coming with him, brother.
Yeah. Maybe just one thought with that, since you mentioned it. And that is that when, and this blesses my soul to think of this, today we're living in a day of division and schism and every type of sad thing that would make the heart of the Lord sad. But in that day, when the Lord comes, it says in Revelation 19 that he comes with his army. Mm-hmm. We're seen as one. Amen. And we're under the authority of the one. And what a day. What a day that's going to be. And just to think, beloved, we're a part of that.
I just wanted to say, I understand, apparently somebody witnessed this. This certain gentleman was in a store buying something, and he met the cashier, and he wanted the money. He said, here, scan my wrist. She couldn't see anything. Scan the wrist, paid for. Mm-hmm. Apparently some government official. It's part of how to get into the buildings, you know. Scan my wrist. Mm-hmm. I'm permitted to enter this building.
Mm-hmm. Lord's coming soon.
Yes.
Just one other comment. In light of all of the things that we've been talking about, there's a verse in Isaiah, I think it is, where it says, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And I think that's really the key that we want to take away. We want to think about all of those things that are happening, but then we want to be remembering that what God is intending, that the Lord alone be exalted in that day. And when we keep that before us, then it gives us the anticipation to be numbered among those that love his appearing.
Amen. Amen.